Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Chaf, and we are on Yudtes Amid Beis. Yudtes Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, we're up to Ada Shimsha. Ada Shimsha, we're talking about, if you remember, the yesterday's discussion was about Yisrael getting any hana from Truma Temeya, piggybacking on the Kohen. So Ada Shimsha. Ada Shimsha, who is a Shimsha, says the Karban Eda, Shem Ish Shahayim Mishamesh L'cholim. Someone who used to help out Cholim. Maybe he was a nurse. Maybe he was just somebody who was volunteering to help out. So Ada Shimsha, maybe he was a doctor. I don't know what the, maybe sometimes the Gemara says Uman for that. But Ada Shimsha, Shal Rabbi Ami, he asked Rabbi Ami, begin down at Sava Psulta Min Chola. So again, one of these unclear lines. What is Chola here? So one shot is, the Kabbalah says here that there was a Kohen who was a Chola, and he dipped his wick into the oil that was being used for the Chola Kohen. So could I, similar to what we just talked about before, could I piggyback on the using the Truma Temeya of a Kohen? So Amar Lei, Batu Lu'al Gav Psilas. So he answered him, well, in your house, you have so many candles lit. This one's not going to be, you know, so significant and noticeable, and therefore it's mutter. Which interesting, sounds like it's worse than the other ones. What do you mean? We said before that you could just piggyback. So maybe this is worse because you didn't use it in the place of the Kohen and you're using it in a different spot. So the post can try to say maybe there's a little difference between the earlier cases. But either way, he says here, it is going to be mutar agav psilas because it's not really giving you any hana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Hori Li, and Bar Nechemya came. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi also told those of Rabbi Nechemya, of Bar Nechemya, that those nurses also, it would be allowed, right? The idea of helping someone get better is part of Bikur Cholim, right? The post can discuss that Bikur Cholim really has three parts to it. When I go visit the sick, there is, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked, could you fulfill Bikur Cholim on the telephone? So he says, partially, because Bikur Cholim is, number one, doing something physical for them. If I could do something physical for them, I don't know, help them get another pillow and bring them something, bring something to eat and talking to a doctor for them, doing something physical for them. That is, one part. And the other part of it is, another part is davening for them. And I can't get a proper, making them feel good. That's another part. Doing something physical for them, bringing up their spirits and davening for them. And davening for them is sometimes you only get to see their real state if you're in person, right? The Gemara says you can't come too early in the morning, they look too good. Can't come too late in the day, they look too bad. You gotta come somewhere right in the middle, which is basically when visiting hours are not, right? Because usually it's in the morning and in the evening. But either way, this is the, that's part of Bikur Cholim. But we know there's a mitzvah, achiyav in terms of a doctor, meaning allowance. This is the only, interesting, seems to be the only profession that the Gemara has to give a heter for. We've spoken about that in the past. Right? The Gemara doesn't give a heter. You're allowed to go into business. And there's a pasuk. It doesn't say that anywhere. You're allowed to be a lawyer. Right? You're allowed to be a fireman. It doesn't say that anywhere. The Gemara has to say in Bava Kamma, right? Some people might say it's usher to be certain of these professions. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us that there's a special license given to a doctor. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. It's a whole siman in Yoredeya. Shilam and Vav. Dine Harofe. The laws of doctors. Nitna hatora rishus l'rofe l'rapos. U mitzvahi. U bichlau pikuach nefeshu. V'monea atzma areze shofech damim. It's a mitzvah, and there's a license, right? And that's for rapo yirape. Mitan shenitna rishus l'rofe l'rapos. Special double lashon. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rishonim already discussed, why you need a heter for this? You know, nitna rishus, I'm a doctor. Why do I need a heter? So the philosophical issue is, if Hashem made a person sick, who says somebody else can make them better? It's kind of going against what the will of God. Tosfos there in Bava Kamma, Pehei or so, Pedalet, Pehei, in HaChovel discusses, well, maybe there's a chilek between different types of diseases. If there's a chole, bidei adam, then fine. Maybe that could be healed, because that's all that was given by man. But maybe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you wouldn't be able to. So that's what you need. Again, medicine is borderline. It's the area, I've given a share about this in the past, it's an area where there's so much risk and there's so much potential. There's so much risk in terms of being and playing God. And therefore it could go to my head and I'm in charge and I can make decisions and it's challenging to be able to keep the humility and keep the fact that I am just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My father liked to quote pshat of Rav Meir Pomerzlaner on the mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, Tov Shabaruch on the Gehenim. Right, he wrote a whole article about many different pshatim. So his favorite pshat was Tov is Gematria 17. The doctor that only says 17 brachas, right? Rafa'inu, I got that one covered. I don't need to say Rafa'inu. That one's in my control. So Tov Shabaruch from Ligahenim. So on the one hand. But on the other hand, you know, the privilege of teaming up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save somebody's life, to make them better, there's no greater chesed than that. So therefore it's this balance of the two. So again, refuah is an important area to study. We've quoted that story from the Gra in the past, in the Hakdama of the Pa'asa Shulchan. Rabbi Saul Mishklov quotes that's where a lot of the stories come from the about the Gra. So he quotes that the Gra was a baki in every chachma. Every chachma, he knew botany, and he knew music. He knew every chachma, including besides Torah, obviously. And he wanted to become a baki in chachmas hanituach, right? Which means what? Which probably means anatomy. The way I heard Rav Schechter say the story, he wanted to go to medical school. Doesn't say that exactly there in that story. He said they wanted to become a baki. So I guess, how do you become a baki? His father didn't let him go. Why? Because his father felt that if he would have that knowledge, then he would have to spend his whole life healing people, and that wasn't his tafkid. And therefore, he didn't want him to put himself into the situation of being in that. Like, he felt his tafkid was to be the gra, and therefore he didn't let him. Anyway, that's about inyanim of chachma. The other point I wanted to mention here is that the answer was given: there's no hana'a from that candle, and because there's no hana'a, that's why it is allowed. Interesting, it comes up lahalacha. Right, some of the poskim, the Shmir Shabbos, has a couple of opinions about this. You know, what do you do nowadays when a woman lights candles on a Friday afternoon? Does that really add any light? You know, the light's on in the dining room, a woman lights candles, so can you really make a bracha on that? There's already light there. So there are some poskim that say that, okay, you gotta figure it out. Either a woman should turn off the light in the dining room and then turn on the light, having in mind that that's part of her lighting, and then light the candles, and it's all part of the lighting of the candles, number one. Or maybe turn off the light and then light the candles and then it gives light and then somebody else will turn the other light back on, right? Which some say is great and some say you just put out your candles by turning on the light, right? Number two. Or many, many, I would say most of Klal Yisrael don't do anything and they just light the candles and they rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays, even though originally the candles were for Shalom Bayis in terms of giving off light, but today, it has another added element, and that is ambiance. And therefore, you walk into the house, and you feel it Shabbos. You see the candles, and that adds, right? You go into a restaurant, and there are candles on the, it adds, even separate from the light. So, and that's enough to make a bracha on. I know to make a bracha on, because that adds for the, that's part of Shalom Bayis, and the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay, but either way, I want you to follow their custom. Okay, so this was out of the Shimsha, and he was able to take from the Kalos. Rabbi Ami nasa psila. Rabbi Ami dipped his wick. So now we're getting back to original brisa. The brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the bottom of Kesman Aleph. Right, well, that's the beginning of this whole discussion. A Bas Yisrael could go to a Kohenes, dip her wick, and take it home. Right, that was with the, so. Could you rely on that? Just go to the Kohen to borrow something. Remember the way that we said from yesterday, from the Chazon Yecheskel, the Isser is to light the Truma Temeya for the Yisrael. But once it was lit for the Kohen, I'm allowed to take part in this. I'm allowed to dip my wick in and get some oil on it and take it home. So, Rabbi Ami nasa psila, that's what he did. Rabbi Ami relied on the center. Rabbi Laya lo nasa psila, he did not. V'lo modili Rabbi Laya lo Rabbi Ami, he didn't rely. But it's a brisa. So why don't Rabbi Laya use the heter? Chashashu mishum gezel. His issue wasn't the Truma Temeya. His issue was stealing oil, stealing some of the fuel. Meaning what? V'kula minadein shimsha bebesa bizbeza be'ekdesha. So what does that mean? Again, different pshatim. We'll go with the Pnei Moshe. He, the Reblaya, had a servant in his house that he didn't trust. So because he didn't trust him, he didn't want to bring home this candle and then he might use it for a dvar bizayon, and that's why he didn't do it. But really, Mikra then he did hold like Rabbi Ami's heter, like the Brisa. Good. Gamliel Zuga, Shalar of Isi, Malaho Siflatocho Shem and Chulinu Madlik. What about, we know there's an Isser of Truma Temeya for a Kohen. Let's say I'm not piggybacking. I'm a Yisrael. I have Truma Temeya in my house. I want to use it. I'm allowed to use it. Pashtus, many Rishonim say, I should say Pashtus. Some Rishonim say it's an Isser Daraisa. But we mentioned yesterday already from the Mishnah Lamelech that it sounds like maybe it's an Isser Darabanan. Because after all, they allowed it, Bamaka Mishlacha Zevim. Right, the case of the, it was dangerous, so, No, it's, and once they umatered it, they didn't undo the heter. So if they didn't undo the heter, if it's an issur daraisa, pashas, it should be automatic. You know, jump back to the issur. So it sounds like it's an issur derabanan. So Gamliel Zuga asked Ravisi, what happens if you dilute the oil of Shtruma Temea with a little plain oil, chulin oil? Does that solve your, like, issur derabanan? Like, maybe this issur derabanan is only by pure Shtruma Temea oil. But if you dilute it a little bit with stam oil, so maybe that is, would that be okay? Look at the carbon eita. Ma'ala hosef shemen chulin al shemen treifa ulevat lo barof. Or maybe even more. Maybe even adding on, okay, different pshat than what this means, but his pshat is maybe adding on a lot. I mean, mevat lo barof, meaning even though truma usually requires 100, but maybe like truma tameya in this case, rov would be good enough, which is the din daraisa. Kiechi damrinam, similar to what? Trumas chutz la'aretz, which is only truma derabanan, is bata barov, kiva de derabanan. So maybe here too, the isser anal lazarim, einu elami derabanan. That's what the carbon edo assumes, and you can bata barov. So not only one way to read this question is, as I said before, summary showed him say maybe any little dilution. The carbon edo reads it as maybe bittel barov wouldn't be, would bittel barov be enough, and you wouldn't require bittel b'meya. So amar lei, he says no. Lotani Rav Oshia Ella in Machaivin Osola Matzoso. All we have in the Brisa is that if I have a kli that I had Truma Temea in beforehand, that I poured it out, and there's still a little bit left, I don't have to make myself crazy getting out every little drop. There's a little bit left, it's okay, you can fill it up again with your own oil and use it. That's all that's allowed. Which is mashma that you can't add on, it can't be mevatalit. Can't be mevatalit. And this gets into the sugi if you're a member of Bittel Isser Lechatchila, right? A mevatalin Isser Lechatchila. The only time that you're allowed to, we mentioned, is if it's already mixed together, it already got mixed up, but not enough. So then it could be mosif umavatel by an issur derabanan. That's the difference in issur derabanan versus an issur daraisa. Amar Rabbi Avo, Shana li Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai. Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai taught me the following. Bas Kohen shahaisa omed ez erev Shabbos v'chashecha. A Bas Kohen, Friday afternoon. The ubiyada ner ubisocha shemen sreifa. She has shemen sreifa. And we learned in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to use that, right? In malikin below shemen sreifa. We had two Mishnahs. Remember, we had two Mishnahs. We had the Mishnah, that said that you're not allowed to use, right? The first Mishnah says below shemen sreifa, the top of yudchesam and aleph. And we're going to have the next Mishnah that's going to say ein malikim shemen sreifa biyomtov. So we already asked the steer between those two Mishnahs. So here, there was a bas kohen. It was Erev Shabbos. Sho'oish yah was shemen sreifa. Harezem mosefes latocho shemen chol kol shehu umadlekes. Right. So this is a little bit. A little bit. You can use a little bit and already be madlik. That could be enough. Meaning, the only Isser Durabanan, we pashe this is Durabanan to Yushem and Srefa beforehand for Shabbos candles, so that could be solved with a little dilution. That could be solved. Uma, Amalei Reb Zira, Uma Havetive. Is this Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, is he reliable? What's his nature? What's his tiv? What's his essence? Right, says the Karban Eida. Im Ra'ui Hulismo Chalav. Could you rely on him? Could you rely on him? So Amalei, Adam Gadol Haya. Yeah, he's an Adam Gadol. Ubaki b'mishnah seinu haya. And he's a Baki Mishnayas. He's a well-known Talmud Chacham. Upirsha Rabbi Chia de Kfar Tchamin Kumei Rabbi. And one time Rabbi Chia of Kfar Tchumin was explaining in front of Rabbi, and he quoted this Rabbi Yonasan's explanation. Umanete Chacham. And Rabbi hears that, and he made him a Chacham. What is a Chacham? Some say that means he gave him smicha. Gave him smicha. Others say, no, he just gave him a position of authority, and he, appointed him to be a leader. But either way, you see, he was, reliable, and therefore you're allowed to rely on that. Mm-hmm. There is a very interesting discussion in the Tziyunim LaTorah, Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of his farm, where he talks about, in, Klal Yodalin, he quotes, we know Isser is Batal Beheter. No, we know that's the concept of Bittel. You have a little Isser Batal Beheter in Rove. What about Heter batel be'isser. Do we have a concept of that? We have isser being batel be'heter. What about a little heter batel be'isser? Does it like become like the isser, like the rules of bittel? So he has two pages on that. So he says, again, he has everything on his fingertips. He says, it's Yerushalmi and Shabbos in the second parak. Right? What does it say here? That this woman who wants to light a little Truma Shemen Sreifa, Truma Tameya before Shabbos. What does she do? Put a little bit of heter in. What do you mean? A little bit of heter? So you should say it's batel. If it's meaningless, just a little bit, it must be, says the Tzinyo Matorah, that it is not. Heter is not batel be'isser. But then he has a very creative and fascinating suggestion. Why is it? Why is that isser is batel be'heter, but heter is not batel be'isser? See, he says, everything in life starts out as mutter. Hashem doesn't have to tell us that you're allowed that, when apples are kosher. Not to say that. Everything is kosher and mutter. But then some things are usher. That's a new status on the thing. That's something that's labeled. So everything in essence is mutter, but there are certain things that become usher. So when it's batel, we remove that label, and memela goes back to what it naturally should be. And that's heter. But heter be'isser, that doesn't work because there's no label. Heter is heter in essence, and it doesn't change. The ista, it barov, you're not going to give it a label. Bittel barov can only remove something. It can't give a status. And therefore, isser will be batel beheter, but not heter batel beisser. So that's his suggestion. He says, yay, and this is a classic Rabbi Yosef Engel type of idea. The yesh el rov kolach rak lasalig shame, avalo lase shame. And therefore, when you remove the status, El Inyan Harov Klau, fine. But the other way, it can't give a status. So that's the, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, Rav Yosef Engel has brisker ideas, but he's terminologically laden with using the language. And it's so true. Like he has those ideas, but chalos and maisa and totsah, but he talks in a different way. But it's a beautiful lashon. Anyway, this is Klau Yudalid in Siyunim LaTorah. We continue. Now we get to the next item in the Mishnah. V'lo b'chelev. You can't use chelev, solid fat. You can't use solid fat for lighting on Erev Shabbos. Rav Bruna Amar, chelev matev l'socho shemen kol shu mavlik. You're allowed to put in a little bit, again, like we just said, of a little oil and mavlik. Here it's not an issue of shemen shreif. Here it's just an issue of it doesn't connect to the wick. That's what we said. All these things are not allowed to use because it doesn't light well. But if you add a little bit of regular oil, then it's going to light well. What are we talking about? Is it already dissolved and liquefied? Even without adding anything. If it's liquefied chelev, then it should be fine to use. V'tani Shmuel, kol shematichin oso, ve'ein karish machuyu. Shmuel said, if it's melted down and it's not solid, then it's liquid and it can light fine. And if it's still solid, I feel not so dochah shemen, that even if you had oil, it's not going to help. So what's Rabbi Bruna, Rav Bruna talking about? So Rav Bruna, b'shem Rav, chelev mechutach, v'kir be'dakim, maldi kibohem. You're right, a different statement. What did Rabbi Bruna say? He just said, if you have liquefied chelev, or innards of fish that are also used as a fuel, so you'll add a light with them. A different version of what was said. You're right. Not just adding oil, but just liquefied oil would be okay. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, ani meisei kumi Rav. One time he was late. He was late in coming to Rav. We had a story about this a couple of days ago also, but that was a tragic story. If you remember, we had recently or earlier, right? His son-in-law wasn't coming and he says, where's my son-in-law? Oh, he's such a tzaddik. Hashem would never give him yisurim and he would never go out of order. So, must be he's not around anymore. And that was the story we had about a week ago in the Gemara. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was late. Amarle, when he came, he says, hey, Navi, so where were you? Amarle, boy, mishach, desayis. I was going to buy some oil, some olive oil for Shabbos. Amarle, v'lohavi l'chol kir be'dakim. Well, you don't have any fish innards? Well, you have to get olive oil for it. You have to come late and be machmir on. So you might say, what do you mean? He was doing a hiddur. Maybe he was coming too late on Erev Shabbos, right? We shouldn't come late on Erev Shabbos. Is Tani Tani Malikin Beneft? Some say, a brisa says that you could use naif, the type of sulfur. Is tani tani a malikin naif? You can't. Amar of chista, ma damar malikin biaheni kuma. The black type of naif is allowed to be used. Umar damar a malikin bain chivara, the white one, do sakana, that is dangerous. Because that's very flammable. And, as the Mepharshim here say, it might just light your house on fire. And therefore, one is not allowed to do that. And we know, staying away from sakana is a halacha. Is a halacha. You're not allowed to do dangerous things. That's a big sugya, the balance of, there are certain acceptable behaviors that everything we do has a certain percentage of danger. Crossing the street and walking outside and eating, french fries and everything has a little, but there's the sugya of Shomer Psoim Hashem, which means halachically that there's a certain level of danger that's accepted by people, and therefore that's not called dangerous, and therefore it is mutter. There are other certain type of maybe sporting extreme events, dangerous activities that some poskim might say that's beyond the pale. That's not Shomer Psoim, that gets into V'nishmartem Ol Nafsho Seichem. But here, if it's, things are clearly this type of fuel is dangerous, therefore it's flammable, and I don't have the right to say, okay, I'll do something dangerous. It's not mine. It's not my body. It's not my, I'm not in charge of my goof. I'm not in charge of my health. I'm not in charge of my goof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a loan. That's the beautiful words of the Radvaz. The Radvaz. The Rambam at the end of Perek Tezayin in Hilchas Sanhedrin. That's what the Rambam says, that, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Person is not allowed to, make himself into a Rasha. Is this the end of Perek, where is this? End of Perek, I'm just gonna find, Yud Ches. The Rambam says that if somebody comes to Bezin and says, hi, I was Mechal Shabbos, I'm Chayav Misa, right? I ate Shreif, please whip me, right? We don't. Not only because there were no Edim, but here the Beis Asma Rasha, but maybe the Rambam says, maybe somebody just wants to get hurt and he's a masochist. Zeras HaKasafi, She'in Memisin Bezin, Lamakan El Ha'adam, Leis Piv, El HaPishnei Edim, Bechulum. But not more than that. He says, but those, maybe Shema Nitrifadaito, maybe he lost his mind, maybe somebody just wants to die, and therefore we don't accept their testimony. But the Radvaz on that Rambam says, even though the Rambam says it's Xeris HaKasif, I'll give a little svara. The Efshar Lasis Ksas Tam. Lefi She'ein Nafsho Shel Adam Kinyano El Kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our body does not belong to us. It's on loan. Shene'emar HaNefashos Li Heina. Hilkach Lo tol hodasa, just like you're not allowed to wound yourself, you're not allowed to come to Besdin and say, wound me. Right? That doesn't work. Right? Because it doesn't belong to us. Of a mamono, my money, I'm more in charge of my money than my body. Right? Because it says, hodas ba'al din k'beidim dami. Right? So that's not me. That's just something I have. Ki hechi, dina b'shel la'arog atasmo, kach, in other words, shalom dos, just like you can't kill yourself, you can't admit it best in for best to kill. So that's what he says, your body is not yours, the Radvaz says. And that's why, and that's also part of this halacha. You can't use naft. You can't use the white naft, because that's dangerous. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. You can't use Shemit Sreifa on Yom Tov. Now, once we're talking about Erev Shabbos, this is Yontif. Yontif usually let a light fire. But here, you're not allowed to light fire. You can't light on Yontif. And that's that Rashi that I mentioned. Beit Zachav Zayin, because of Achshave. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eim Adikon, Be Itron, Menichav HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you can't use Itron, because Itron smells really bad. And Kavod Shabbos, we don't want you to be disgusted by the candles and maybe even leave. V'chamem Matir B'chol HaShmanim, V'chamem say you can use any oil. Shemin Shumshamin, Sesame, Shemin Egozim, Nut, Shemin Sinonas, Radish, Shemin Dagim, Shemin Pakuos, Beitron, Fadeft. All different types, even the bad smelling stuff. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Eim Adikon, Ela, B'Shemin Zayis Bovad. Only Shemin Zayis. Because that gives the clearest light, the post can say. If you have something else today that gives just as clear light, maybe that's just as much as the Lachachila, because that gives a clear light. Eim Adikon, B'Shemin Zayis Biyoptov. Habachal Ile Kadmoy, Malikon. Right, the fact that the Mishnah says, there's a whole list in the first Mishnah of things you can't use on Erev Shabbos, and then only Shemen Sreif is repeated. Shemen Sreif you can't use on Yantif Mashpah. All the other ones in the first Mishnah, you can use on Yantif. Right? Because remember, on Yantif, there's no issue of it not lighting well. So you'll move it around. That's Mutter on Yantif. Right? The only issue is a different reason. Shemen Sreif, like we said, that's a different type of Sreifa Chashuva, and that's why it can't be used on Yantif. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Malik Amir, Rechvashah Shabbos, Ma Bein Itra, Ma Bein Kir, Bein Dogim. Doesn't Fish innards also doesn't smell good. So why are you allowed to use those? Kirbe dagim calls by shema the lake in Emre Chadra while they're lit. The kirbe dagim don't give off a foul smell. Kabu rechad ra. So that's afterwards. Itran become a be dolak rechad ra. But by itran, it smells bad even while it's lit, and therefore, it's not allowed to be used. Shalot tomar. Why the Mishnah give a reason for this one rechad ra and not for the other ones? Shalot tomar, because you shouldn't say hov rechad ra yeton harcheg arba amos. You might think since it smells bad, then I need to stay away from it for amos for all halachas. Like Kriya Shema and Tefillah and other things. No, the Mishnah is emphasizing only for Hilchos Shabbos. The day of Shabbos, you shouldn't use it because the whole part, that's all about Hana. You're not getting Hana from it. And therefore, you, should not use it. But regarding the other halachas, it does not apply. It doesn't mean you have to stay away from it for Dalet Amos. It's not like Tsoa. It's not like other types of items that have an inherent, status problem. Good. There's a lot to talk about halakas Neir Shabbos. What's the machlokas in the Mishnah with the Kius Itran? Right, there's a whole Shach Vataria in the Bavli, machlokas Amoraim about this machlokas Tanoim. Right, so it smells bad. So what? So Gemara says, you might leave. So leave. Right, they'll leave. Right, might be a machlokas about what the mitzvah of halakas Neir Shabbos is. Right, the Rambam puts halakas Neir Shabbos both, maybe we'll read it if there's time, both in Kavod and Oneg. Right, usually we think, like the Gros says, Kavod is everything you do on Erev Shabbos, and Oneg is everything you do on Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos. So, Halakas Neiris, the Rambam puts it in two places. You light it beforehand, which shows Kavod, right, because you're showing, you want to put candles out because you want to honor Shabbos before it comes in, and then you enjoy it. You enjoy it on Shabbos, Oneg. So, which is it? So that might be the Machlokas Tanoim and Machlokas Amaram. Whether it's, if it's just Kavod, you lit it. Fine. So you'll leave. Okay, so what? You did Kavod Shabbos. But the other sheet that says, no, it's Oneg. You have to enjoy it. And there are many other nafkaminas. Tosfos there in Shabbos, I think Chafer or so. What happens if I have a candle lit from Friday afternoon? Do I have to extinguish it and light it L'Shem Shabbos? Or it's lit already. Just keep it lit. Right? Maybe in those days, you didn't have matches. It would be a pain to extinguish it and light it. Can I just leave it? So machlokas Rishonim, whether it's, you need to do it l'shem, kavod, or it's oneg, just enjoy it, could you make a bracha on a ready lit candle? Anyway, it's a big sugya. The chabat yer b'chol shmanim, the chabat allow any oil, b'shem ben pakos, we tar fin omer, e'malik and elam shem b'zayis b'vod, omer lor b'yochan ben nura ragla, v'yomar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Rabbi Tarfin, you say only shem and zayis, im kei mayasu anshi bavel, shein lem ela shem and shum shemin. People in Bavel only have sesame. Mayasu anshi mother shein lem ela shem and goes in Bavad. Mayasu anshi Alexandria, shein lem ela shem and sinonos. Mayasu anshi Kaputkia, shein lem lokach velokach ela neft. Rabbi Tarfin, you make it an impossible, because all of these people don't have shem and zayis. So what are they supposed to use? Ela ein lecha lama she amru rishonim bilvad. So really, we don't pass it like you. You can use anything except the specific ones that are not allowed to be used. But don't tell me that only Shem and Zayis is allowed. Tani Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Malikin Tsuri, Mebnei Shusraf. You can't use a type of balsam because that's a sap. That's a sap from a tree and it doesn't light well. Eino Nimshach, says the Karban Ha'eda. Period. Once we're talking about wicks, so we generalize into other sugyas. Kali Yatsim and Ein Malikin Bola Pishtan. Anything that comes out of a tree, you're not allowed to use for a wick, except for pishtun, flax, linen, because that lights well. That lights well. And once we're on the topic of trees, anything that's any material that comes from a tree, eino mitami tumas ohel mele pishtun. Tumas ohel, right? If there's a mace under the same roof, everything under the roof is tame. Is the roof itself tame? Does the roof itself become tame? It has to be toveled. So says the Mishnah, no, nothing except for pishtun. Mitame. Nothing becomes tame, tumas ohel, except for pishtun. And you have to tovel that in the mikvah. Psilas habekat shekipla v'lo hivava. What if you have a little piece of a cloth that you rolled up, you want to use it as a wick, but you didn't singe it yet. In the olden days, I remember my grandfather doing this. He had to light something first in order for it to light well. He used to light my grandmother's candles first and then blow it out. So European minug in those days, it lit better once it was lit once before. So part of getting a wick ready was to singe it. if you have a little baguette that you've rolled up to use as a wick, but you did not singe it yet. Is it still called a baguette from beforehand? You rolled it up, but you didn't singe it. If you singed it, mamish, then it's no longer a piece of baguette, so it's not a kli anymore. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Temeya, it is still makabel tuma, meaning it's still called a baguette, and therefore the ein malikin ba, and therefore you can't use it to light. We'll see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tahora, no. Once you rolled it up, it's no longer a baguette, and therefore it's not makabel tuma, it's tahora umalikin ba, and therefore you could light with it. We'll see why that the second part of the machlokas in the Gemara. But first, let's just drop more. Kol yesem edesim b'blekav alapesha v'chulu. Amar Shimon bar Rav Yitzchak ksiv lahalos ner tamid. Lahalos, to go straight up, shiru lomar, shelecha osa shalevis lepishan bovad. Only pishan gives you a straight up, erect light, and that's the one that you should use. Tani, Rishab ben Elazar Omer, kol yaseh menes imbo mishim shal, you know what, Tani, we'll stop with Tani, we'll continue next time, with Tani on Daf Chaf Aleph.